when I was called by Jack Warner and Mr. Leland Havey to do this picture. And before I start to work at this picture, I kind of feel a few times in my life during work in Hollywood, kind of strange feeling of great responsibility. Because when I read this story, this novel, when first time was published in Life magazine, that was me like a music themselves. That was not poetry at all. That has all color, all feeling of something very dear to my heart. So when I run this picture with Mr. Haywood and with Mr. Sturges, John Sturges, who direct this picture, who done such a remarkable job, and we were very excited about this project, because that is kind of entirely new form of motion picture, in my humble opinion, that is done with complete faithfulness to literary value of Mr. Hemingway. There is no one line in dialogue of screenplay that was different than Hemingway. A few times in my professional career in this town, I have kind of sense of freedom to write what I want. That's not mean that I was asking directors to listen to my teams. I never do that. Or a few times in my life, I have great really help from directors, what is very important. But in this case, really, our relationship with Mr. Warner, Mr. Haywood, and John Sturges was in the most kind of Broadway style. I mean, from Broadway, I mean that when composers get completely freedom, they giving to him, helping with lots of their conception of this thing, but they led to me final result of this thing. And Mr. Warner, no matter he was terrible busy, and Mr. Sturges this whole time was coming to the stage, listening to this thing. There was no discouraging me about some kind of little bit out of Hollywood style element what I was trying to put in picture. For instance, on end of the picture, I was not playing very loud music. Suddenly I came to the piano. Nobody asked me, why are you playing piano in Cuban Ocean? You see, but that's, but this thing gets some kind of good sense of fade out of all this strange dream in ocean. So that, for instance, Phil Schuer, kind of strange and very tough critic from Los Angeles Times, he mentioned about that. So far we have from press really very sincere and nice, wonderful, I will say, kind of reaction. That's what make us all people who work very hard, and Mr. Sturges, who done this thing, and Mr. Warner, who spent great fortune in this picture, very happy. Columbia Record Company gave me great privilege, and I like to thank very much Mr. Mitch Miller and the musical director, especially a fellow who make mixing job by the name Lovell Frank. Extremely talented man who was with Mitch Miller director in California. Now he's director with Warner Brothers Record Company. And we record this album at New Hall, what Columbia record using, that's called American Legion Hall on Highland, in Hollywood and Hollywood Bowl. You know, I like to speak about Hollywood Bowl and Hollywood Boulevard because I begin to be really native son of California. That's something what I like about this town. I was in Belgium, I was in France. I'm going sometime to New York, to Connecticut, Westport. I like this thing. But here I feel like I was feeling in St. Petersburg somehow, but naturally more quiet. We recorded that in this hall. This hall is of enormous value for recording. Sometime maybe you will hear lots of, so to speak, reverberation, overtones. Because in this strange hall, when we recorded, we cannot sometime sing in central place and recording orchestra to hear all value of different groups. So sometimes sound is a little bit like reverberated sound in big hall. But I think for purpose of this picture, because I like these people when they will little think about album later on, when they will see picture first. You see, I believe that all our motion picture album has no value for people before they see picture. But when they see picture, there's a kind of strange new value of music, because they associate it with all this photography, with character, with dialogue, etc. I am honestly, as a humble man, not just I alone, but lots of my very great colleagues to whom I have great respect, sincerely. You know, like Max Steiner, like Alfred Newman, late Victor Young, and more and more and more. I can speak about that for hours, but I don't like to give too much publicity. We composer is like tenors in Metropolitan Opera. We love each other, you understand? So, I like to say, but really, these people, the same thing. Mr. Newman said many times, I'm writing music for picture. I'm not writing music to be played in Carnegie Hall. So if audience enjoy my score in particular picture, Old Man in the Sea, I think they will tremendously enjoy John Storch's direction, and they will enjoy one of the greatest performances of living actors by Spencer Tracy.